What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 36. Now, I know I've been away for a while, and there's a reason for that. I guess there's really no point. Sometimes I try to be a bit conservative, because I try to protect people and, you know, energy. But at the same time, I've realized that the buildup of pressure has made me exhausted. So maybe if I can share my story and be a bit more transparent, maybe people out there won't feel so alone, even if we can't help each other. At least I can give you that sense of comfort to know that you're not the only one that's misunderstood or manipulated. But, I've just been going through a lot. As I may have mentioned in previous seasons and episodes, I don't have a relationship with my mother. But I didn't really touch much on it, because I just thought there was no real reason to pull up the past. But I guess I'm not the only one that goes through things like this. And I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm at a point in my life where I've been hurt so much that I really just don't feel like living. And I know I've talked about depression and suicide. That's not what I'm talking about. I understand, you know, for whatever reason, I can't exactly kill myself, but I don't feel the need to live because I don't have the resources to, and all I can do is focus on the resources of what I do have, and that alone is a very simple life. There's not much I can do, and I've just grown to accept that. I'm not talking about financially. I mean, in general, I think, you know, I'm not gonna say everybody, but some of us go through life and, you know, we're handed a mediocre hand, so we have just enough to get by and just enough to do. While others may have other opportunities or other situations that give them more avenues. And there are some, you know, like for example, there's gotta be somebody that works at that gas station. But if you work at a gas station, you're making money, you're feeding your family, but you're not like rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have money, but it ain't gonna be boohoo. Now, for example, what if somebody like a celebrity pulled into a gas station and he needed to pump his gas? Now, I know with celebrities, a lot of stuff is electric now with the Teslas and stuff like that. But there are still people that have regular cars to take gas. And what if that gas station was there? That celebrity, no matter how much money he have, if it's no gas station, you can't get any gas. You know what I mean? Unless you go and buy a gas station and stuff like that. But you get what I'm getting at. Like, if it wasn't for the little people, you know, big people wouldn't rise up. You know, somebody got to be at the bottom so that somebody can be at the top. And I think that's how life is sometimes, or in general. Like, not everybody gonna make it to the top, but you still gotta make the most of what you got. Wow, that was a rhyme. I didn't even realize. But yeah, I just feel like that's where I'm at in life. I've accepted that, like, life is truly cruel. You know, it's truly cruel. I hear all these stories and you see all these movies and songs about broken and lost. And I've just come to a realization of a lot of things in the past, like, 5 years of my life. And it's just ridiculously, agonizingly exhausting to constantly be thinking you're going in the right direction, only to be plummeted in another. And I think we all have the best intentions. Most of us. I'm not going to say everybody does everything with good intentions, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you really are doing something with good intentions, and then it's like, oop, that what you thought was a blessing turned into a lesson, and then that lesson had consequences, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, everything is, you know, a trick. It's sabotaged, you know. And I've just learned that about life, because everything I thought I knew was a lie. You know, you grew up as a kid and you have this idealistic, Americanized, you know, happy family, white picket fence, two dogs and a cat type shit. And yet, when you grow up, it's nothing like that. You know, people are manipulative and dark and evil, like, truly evil. And I've just come to the realization that it's never gonna end. Which is why I feel like this is hell. I do. I feel like it's hell because when I look at some places, you know, you look at rich people and you say, oh, they got all this money. Ooh. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not speaking about financial gain and all that stuff, because you can have money and still have problems that outshadow all the money that you have, all the fame or exposure or talent, you know? I am exhausted and I just wanted to stop. But I guess this is how life is, and you know, you look at people with money, they still got problems. You look at third world countries and children, and everybody's dying in the war. And, you know, you look at middle class people, and we got a little money, but we got a lot of problems. You know, and then you got rich people. They look like they, you know, on top of the world, but then you find out all these scandals, and you know what I mean? So nobody is anything. Nobody's nothing. Everybody's pretending. And I'm so lost. My grandma, you know, she has faith in God, and she believes that if we just pray and have faith, things will change. But honestly, I'm at a point where sometimes I feel like faith is just false hope. Because you pray and pray and pray, and somebody can still die from cancer. You know, they can still get hit by a bus. You know, they can still hurt themselves and commit suicide. And I just feel like sometimes this false hope is just a, it's just a distraction. Because we're all gonna die, you know. Our bodies are gonna perish. So, what's the point? And if we're just being tortured and suffering, and we're all fucked up in our own way, you know, whether it be physically or mentally. And then sometimes it's not even what you do, it's what happens to you. And that's where I'm just having a hard time, because it's like, I'm already really boring, I don't go nowhere. But it seemed like since I was born, everybody didn't fuck with me. Found out my mom didn't really like me, love me. My sister turned out to be like my mom. My ex that I was living with for 6 years was cheating on me the whole time. And I just keep getting fooled by people and their smiles. And I'll be looking them dead in their face. And I still get fooled. I'm looking you right in your eyes, and I'm still not seeing the truth. So I looked up my path life number, and that number is 7, you know, the lucky number 7, right? It's all about reflection and self-awareness. And I'm a Cancer, so I'm already doing the reflection. That's a natural habit of ours. But I guess, well, I can't say I guess, I know I was not self-aware of things around me. I was too busily internalizing what I thought was real. And then thinking that was reality, only to be met with challenges, because what I was looking at wasn't what was really there. You know what I mean? So, I was looking at this movie with my mom and my grandma when I was a kid. And I'm not sure what the movie is, but somebody will know. This dude was walking down the street. He had these glasses, and they were supposed to show you, you know, good and evil people and stuff like that. And when you put the glasses on, you know, before you put the glasses on, you know, you just look like regular people. You know, regular old people. But then he put the glasses on, and he could see, like, the evil people and their spirit. You know, you could see their spirit. You could see their evil spirit. And that's how life is, like. It really is like that. We're not, you know, I sometimes thought that, you know, we imitate movies and shows to simulate, you know, an alternate universe or another place. But in general, we are reflecting real life. We just do it in an animated way. Like fabricating love, and you know, maybe we might get gory with torture or something like that, you know, because at the same time, most people ain't trying to like torture you or hurt you, but they can do what they do in the movies. Just like you can love like you are in the movies, but it's very rare. You know, that shit don't happen overnight. And it might not even happen at all. So, because, you know, a lot of people tell you that
You know, just because we've been married for 60 years, you know, ain't nobody perfect. You know, we make mistakes every day. So, it's still a work in progress. But I think it's just about me being alone. I've been getting so many signs about just loving yourself and being alone. But over the years, I kind of gravitated towards people because I felt I could still, you know, make something of my life and interact and be alive. But the world has shown me that it is nothing of what I thought. And my problem is every time I think I'm right about something, I'm wrong. You know, and it's just kicking me in the ass. So, I'm just at a point where I think it's best for me. Well, I know at this point, it's best for me to just be alone and just stay to myself and disappear. I'm kind of nervous because I don't want to say it, but sometimes I feel like I'm not, you know, the best person for my grandma, especially now, because I just feel like I'm at a breaking point, and I'm not really looking to come out, you know, because of just how the world gonna be, and I'm not even 30 yet. I don't want to look forward to the next 30 years, you know, if I even make it that long. I'm just really tired, you know. And I say that to say I'm not bringing drama to me, you know. Sometimes it just come my way. Or sometimes it's just with the people that you're around, the people you love, the people you trust. That don't mean you out here, you know, cheating, infidelity. Like, I'm not doing none of that where it's like, well, you doing bad stuff, so you got bad karma. No, it's not like that. It's really not like that. It's just I'm naive. And I need to be more self-aware of my surroundings. But it's like I already felt like I overthink as it was. But now I'm really overthinking. Now I'm really cautious. And I just say, well, you know what? Just to play it safe, I won't do anything at all. Because that way I won't make any more mistakes other than not living. But with my finances and resources and help, you know, real help in life, all I genuinely got is my grandma. And it's kind of scaring me because I'm like, I trusted all these other people in my life. Who's to say my grandma won't betray me? You know? I don't want to think like that, but I kind of just want to be prepared just in case. Because this life is hard and nobody has to be here. So I just feel like it's already hell. I feel like we're already here because there's so much pain. And it don't matter if you got money or not. You can't deny that the world is fucked up. We can't deny that. I'm sorry. I just went into a daze. My brain is just my mind and my heart is just really it's just worn out. I'm tired of thinking. I'm tired of living because it ain't did nothing but bring me sorrow. And I mean, I love myself, but I know at the same time that means that I have to be alone because that's the only way I'm safe. If I trust people, I'm just gonna get hurt. and I'm already disabled, and I done already got played by somebody I really loved, and I got played by my family and my siblings, and it's just like, if family fucking you up and people you love and me out in the world fucking you up, what are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to trust? Like, I can't do it. I can't keep taking risks. It's not good for my mental health. It's really not. And I didn't have a really good, solid foundation. So I think that's why I don't really have the energy to keep going anymore. At least when it comes to being out there in the world and doing anything. Maybe I'll just write my book, do my podcast, and just literally leave it at that. Like, that's what I can do. You know what I mean? That's what I can do. All I can do is take care of myself and my dogs. I don't feel safe doing anything else. And I feel like it's a torture.
You know, like, I feel like we already on hell. We talk about hell so much. So much evil already here.
I think we're just fine. I don't understand. I feel so alone. I'll be like, oh God, right there with you. If he said so. Because he's not going through any of this pain. I'm going through it, you know? You know, I'm going through it. Sometimes I feel like if you even care about me at all. And that's not me being cynical because, you have
convenience, you know.
Now you want to say fuck Jesus and the world. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not just saying that. Look at all the torture I've been through. Look at all the abuse. How can somebody love you like that? I don't understand. My grandma prayed for me, do all this stuff, but honestly, I just feel more broken. I really do.
So broken.
I'm gonna try to make another episode soon.
I'm really lost, but I'm gonna do a solid and keep it 30 episodes a season. I know I'm really far behind. I'm just going through a lot of shit right now. Like, a lot of shit. And, I don't know what to do. So, that's where I'm at right now. I'm sorry that it's been so long. I'm sorry if this is the depressing side of things, but there's nothing else that I can do. There's nothing else I can do.
trying to have faith in something that I can't even see, I can't feel. And there's no real evidence of his existence, because with all of this destruction, it just seems like we're the only ones suffering. They say, oh, God weeps and he feels sorry for his children to suffer. Well, if he do, why don't you do something about it? You know? Help us, like, something. So, that's why I'm having a hard time. Because I'm like, why would you let a baby die? Why would you let a child die? Why would you let children be suffered and grow up with, you know, baggage and, you know, all this pain? And I'm just, what are you doing? What is it for? So I just have a hard time. I'm having a hard time, but okay. And
sorry about that, guys. Somebody was texting me on Snapchat. Hold on, let me take the sound off. Because I know that definitely goes into the recording. That shit is so annoying. But yeah, I'm just that I'm kind of done. Kind of done with this place. It's exhausting, and I feel like somebody cursed me, or I was a horrible person in the past life. I don't know. I don't understand. I really don't. My heart is closed. My mind is focused on just surviving to die, because that is the only thing that I know will happen and that I can control. I mean, I can't control my own death, but you know what I mean? Like, you can control the concept of knowing you gotta survive, and at any point you'll die, but until then, you know, stay focused and survive. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. I don't even know what to say, to be honest. I'm just tired, because
I feel like I'm being punished for everything. What a life, you know? I'm over here, you know, depressed, and not eating, and gray hairs up my ass. I even had a gray hair on my crotch. I was like, what? How am I 20 years old and I got gray hairs on my crotch? Like, it's my life. It's stressful. Like, why are we here for if this is how we live? You know? Like, what's the point? And then I think, maybe my life was just to look out for my grandma, which is fine. It's just, I didn't know I was going to have such a bleak life. Such a struggle. I don't mind working hard. It's just some things really break you down, and everybody just says the same generic stuff of, oh, you know, keep going, don't give up. Or they'll use that diamond and pressure scenario. And I'm like, some people under pressure break. You know, they break and they lose themselves. So I don't want to apply that to every scenario. Because although you may get up, nobody's invincible. You know, and that's what they don't talk about. They don't talk about the fact that people aren't invincible. Because what happens is you keep saying, well, get up no matter what. What if something breaks you down where you can't get up? You know, it's always that blame, you know, false hope of, I'm going to do this every time. When life keeps showing you, no, 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 no. You know. So I'm tired. Because I'm not even causing the drama. I don't bring it to me. I'm very introverted, and I'm kind of antisocial because I'm scared of people. But now it's like, I really am. I really am. Like, I'm just so over it. Because I'm like, what is my life for if I'm just going to go through life like this? What's the point? I'm gonna pause. Sometimes I've just been spacing out because my mind is just exhausted. I'm gonna try to make a little part one, part two, part three, four type thing, maybe. Or I might just talk with you guys because I'm just not in the mood to really do anything, but I thought, you know what, I can't keep leaving you guys on the loop. Plus, it's been like a whole month, and I haven't even made an episode. And that is something that I will always try to never do. If anything, I'll at least try to make an episode once a month. You feel me? Unless I'm taking a break, in between seasons or something, and I decide, well, we made 30 episodes a little early, so I'll, you know, give us a little break until season two. Because you know how I do, I always start on the first of when we started from the very beginning. That's how I do my series. And then that's a good way because you know when what season it is based off the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this is all 2003, then you're like, okay, cool. This is, you know. And then I started, like, December 20th. So it was pretty much the whole year. You can basically pinpoint, okay, this is this season. This is the next season. Boom, 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 boom. So, yeah. Plus, I didn't want it to be on New Year's because, you know, everything's on New Year's because it's the new year. So I wanted it to be on a regular day. So it's just like my day, you know, my day of a new season. So that might be what I do. If I make a bunch of episodes, I might take a break until the next season. But other than that, I'm not gonna leave you guys without at least one episode per month. So that's why I kind of had to, you know, scramble up the energy to talk to you guys and let y'all know, you know, where my head's at, because I'm just really, really not in a good place. But I said I needed to be more transparent with you guys, because it's like, if I'm gonna do this podcast, what's the point of sugarcoating everything? You know, I'm not giving out names, I'm not doing anything like that, so it's all good. But then at the same time, you know, I want to be somebody that you guys can relate to and connect with. I mean, because not all of our lives are, you know, going on vacations every weekend and, you know, going to the mall and doing all this expensive stuff. You know, and not everybody has all these friends and, you know, this and that. So I just want to give people a little bit more transparency of what I am and what I'm about. But to also just kind of leave a journal and keep everything together, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see myself falling in love again. I don't see myself trusting people. What I've learned is that you never truly know a person until it's too late. And I ain't seen that's too late for a good person. I always see the, oh, it's too late with a bad person. Because if it was, oh, wow, we've been together for 30 years and he's really this way, I'm not going to give a fuck. I'm going to be happy as hell. But I'm always attracting the ones that portray themselves as good and then they're really bad. But they seem to have a conscience with me, maybe because I'm disabled, maybe because they can see my soul and they realize, well, I'm not like the rest. I'm just, you know, I can be naive and passive aggressive, so you can control me, or you used to be able to. But that's another lesson I learned. But the only thing I can control is me and my dogs, and, you know, hopefully my grandma don't turn on me. But I'm just at a point where I don't even know. I mean, everybody else has, and I'm, again, not bringing this drama to myself. These are people that I, you know, love, trust, take care of. And then, you know, when I start noticing things and I start changing my demeanor, which is literally me staying guarded and isolating myself, people change, and then they prove me right of why I felt the way I felt. But at the same time, before you realize that, you've put all this time and energy into people and love, and I just feel so stupid. I really do. I feel dumb. I feel like a dumbass. Like a stupid bitch. I feel dumb. And I just want to be over. I really do. I don't see the point of me being here if I'm going to be like this. But maybe just like I said, is already hell and this is our punishment. And, you know, a lot of religions say, well, if you commit suicide, you're just doomed to repeat life again. So maybe I won't even do that. Because why does it matter, you know? I'm just going to come back here again. I'm really lost. I'm real lost. So these next episodes are not going to be pretty or dolled up for you guys, because I can't even fake it anymore. You know, I tried it in the beginning, you know, and I would tell you guys, you know, I try not to make an episode unless, you know, I'm a little level-headed and, you know, not sad, not over happy, but not sad either. Life was just fucking with me, and it's like I can't keep going through this and stay mentally sane. So I'm just going to stop trying to live and just survive. Because that I know how to do. I know how to do that. It's just that you're alone and you're by yourself. And everything is around you, but it's not good for you. So I'm done. I'm done trying. Cause it's not getting me nowhere. It's just it's literally fucking with my mental health. People say, oh, all these tests make you stronger. Is literally making me suicidal and mentally disturbed, you know. So I feel like it'd be best to just go. And what I mean by that is like just disappear and never look back. I just left y'all for a minute. I'm so sorry. I completely went into the field. So I'm sorry, I don't even know how long that was. 5-10 minutes. I'm so sorry. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. So all I can do is survive. And if this is my punishment, I guess I survive. I guess I deserve it. I don't know. Everything's so uncertain. I'm trying to stick with y'all, keep it together. I apologize if I fall off. I really don't know. You know how you hit rock bottom and it's nowhere but up, but you don't even have the rope to pull yourself back up. That's where I'm at. I know it can't get no worse than this unless I create drama for myself, which I know I won't. But it's like, Just be here with me in the silence. I just need y'all to be here with me. At least I can get y'all some background music to listen to. It's just I'm trying my hardest, but my mind is just, my mind or my heart is just not here. They gone. I feel so lost. I really do. I hope that this pain stops soon, because I don't think I can bear much more. You know, I don't know what to do. People just be like, well, you just gotta get through it. That's life. So I feel like I made a mistake coming here, or maybe I was forced to be here. I don't know. Maybe I'm being punished. I don't know. What I do know is I've been depressed, suicidal, just feeling helpless. And I am never gonna be able to pull back from this stuff. Because this is the foundation of my life, you know. I don't know how to keep going on living like that with all that baggage and damage. And I can't let go of something that I'm not even holding on to. It's just the memories. And you can't forget the shit unless you fuck up your body and fuck up your mind. But then that comes with a price on yourself. You know? I'm not trying to. I mean, I'm just not going out that way because that's like a slow torture. You know, you drinking yourself to death and then building up health issues, that takes time. You know, if I was going through it, it'd be suicide. It's like quick and easy. But then you'd be like, oh, I can't do this. Can't kill myself. But it's like, sometimes I really want to, or just have the moxie to actually do it. But then what if it doesn't end there either? What if it just repeats itself? I don't know what to do. All I got is time. And time is constantly going by. And it don't care what's going on, it's still going to keep moving. So I don't know what to do. I'm really fucking lost. I really am. I'm lost. All I'm supposed to do is look up for my grandma. What kind of life is this? Charlie was so sick to go out and get the mail anymore, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I just want to get my space and get the fuck on. That's all I can do. And I hate making episodes like this because it's so scatterbrained. So depressing, so scatterbrained. But I have to give y'all something for the month. And then maybe, I'm probably gonna need to take another break. Because I can barely do this one episode, so I know I'm not about to come back next week or something. It's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna end the series, and I'm definitely gonna give you guys, I'm gonna find a way to give you guys the episodes for teasing. And I'm not going over here with season, so, you know, I'm not like, oh, it's season one, but it's been dragging on for 3 years. No, that's lame as fuck. Come on now. I'm not gonna do that. But right now, that's why I kinda didn't make the episodes definite on specific days, because life is, you know, random. You never know what's going on. So things may change, you know, you have it all lined up, but it don't work that way. So I just stopped planning, because it was like, what's the point? What's the point of planning if, you know, the world comes to you in so many ways, you know, you're not in control of nothing. I'm just not composing. I got another dread trying to form, that's crazy. So, it's not actual dread, but it's enough here where I can make it one. I appreciate everybody that listened to my last episode. I know they're not gonna listen to this one, but I think y'all listened to it mostly because I hadn't made one in so long, and I really don't want to cut down to 12 episodes a year, like a 12 episodes a season. Where I'm only doing one episode a month. That just seems so, like, do more. And then within that hour, I'm definitely gonna have to talk about stuff because I'm not gonna see y'all for a whole month, you know, or talk to y'all. So I try to do 2 weeks because it's like, okay, you know, it's a little soon, but it's not so soon where it's like, oh my God. You know, and then not once a week because, like I said, things might come up. At the very least, y'all know y'all getting 12 seasons. I mean, 12 episodes for the year. And I'm only at episode 6. So at the very least, I'm going to make at least 6 more episodes. But I still want to honor the 30 episode per season rule, you know. You're coming up on the last 4 minutes. So, just want to close out by saying thank you for listening. I know today was pressing, random, and somewhat silent, but I'm just not in the mood to be this. And I'm just in a light. I don't have it in me to fake it till I make it today. And at the rate of how things are going, I don't think at all. I think the best thing for me to do to keep the last little bit of my sanity is to just stay by myself. But it will forever be an agonizing regret that I didn't get to live as much as I wanted to. Social media has a way of really torturing you in a way. You know, you look at people's lives and it looks so full of, you know, opportunity and people. And then you start comparing indirectly. So, maybe just stay on social media and I'll meditate, that type of thing. And just stay by myself because that is the only thing I can control. And taking care of my dog, looking after my grandma, like that's all I can control. And then she might go to not like me, but, you know. I mean, everybody else in my family don't fuck with me, so I'm almost expected. And that's where I'm at. Like, I really have lost my faith. So, I don't know where this podcast is going to be going from now on. I've got a lot of shit I'm doing right now, and I don't know where it's going, so work with me. But ultimately, at the very least, you guys will get 6 more episodes, because this is episode 36. So, I'm going to at least make 6 more episodes by December, at the very latest, at the very least, too. And then, if I don't make 30 episodes this season, I'll make, plus episodes. So it'll be, after 30 episodes, it'll be 48. So that'll make up for the 30 that I didn't, you know, or the 18 that I didn't put in the previous season. You know, and then this time, next September, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be happier. I'm just gonna say, I'll be have in a different mindset. It won't be so potent. I mean, at least I hope that. I don't know, but I know I'll be able to at least maybe talk more and be more, at least interactive on here. I think I'm just gonna leave my interaction, on my podcast. So social media.
But with the last 15 seconds, I want to say thank y'all for being here. And till next time, peace, love, light, good night.